Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of late fall. The other day, when I emerged from the brown late autumn woods, I came across two marble angels, taller on their knees than I was standing. They were gray and weathered, their heads bowed, their palms together in prayer, wings poised high. I had been alone in the woods that surround the St. Clair Monastery near Cincinnati. I was walking up and down hills in the mild valley sun. I was thinking of nothing in particular other than listening for cardinals and titmice and the possibility of finding moss in bloom or precocious sprout of snow trillium or snowdrops. But after encountering the angels, I realized I was no longer alone, and that from a casual search for spring, I had entered into a full-blown relationship with all kinds of associations. And by the time I made my way back to the truck, coming face-to-face along the way with the Blessed Virgin Mary, her paint peeling and her features worn away by frost and rain, I was surrounded by guardian spirits, and I was leaving the woods in a far different state than when I'd entered. While I drove home, I prayed a few decades of the rosary, and I thought about how I looked for solitude within nature, but I didn't really want to be completely alone there. Another human being, on the other hand, the presence of another human would remove the power of solitude and could take me too far away from the kind of separation I was seeking. It also struck me as completely sensible that people finding themselves alone and vulnerable in a state of nature, even as they sought seclusion, would create companions and guides where none existed. Without angels, magical virgins or wood nymphs, without some totem or greater context to accompany them on their way, they might fail at what they believed was self-sufficiency, and their sense of solitude might turn to loneliness. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the transition time to early winter. In the meantime, be alert for guardian spirits. You never know when they will find you.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.